Life for most pro baseball players has as many potholes as perks. Slumps and injuries can derail a season or derail a career. Chicago Cubs reliever Jason Adam has lived out those same challenges in his 10-plus year stint in pro ball. He lost a couple of seasons due to injury, and this year was over almost before it began when he suffered a frightful dislocated left ankle while playing for the Cubbies AAA team in Des Moines, Iowa. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Sports and Commentary today. My name is Greg Stewart, and this is a show you help sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always find us online for all the info you need to connect and give anytime at WWIB.com. And thanks so much for supporting Sports and Commentary with that tax-deductible contribution. Jason Adam, 30 years of age, is back with me on S&C today. He's doing some rehab work down in Arizona after the injury back in May, playing for the Cubs AAA team, the Iowa Cubs. And we welcome him to the airwaves again. So, Jason, you've had setbacks and surgeries and multiple rehabs in your career. What keeps you coming back and paying the price to pitch again and again and again?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I think in reality, it's the grace of God. I remember back when it was towards the end of my second year of rehab, but I felt like we could not get this elbow right. I mean, I couldn't drive with one hand with it. It hurt so bad. And just to backpedal a little bit, I got baptized the day before I found out I was having my first elbow surgery. So I grew up a Christian, but that's when it became when I felt like God really moved in my heart to be like, no, this is real. Like, my life is for Him, not for baseball. And to baseball filter. But anyway, so it was in those first couple of years, I was like, God, why am I hurt? Should I do even want me to play baseball? And so I was like, praying, like, God, if you don't want me to play, make it clear. I'll quit. I'll retire. I'll go do something else. But if you do, like, make that clear too. And he just gave me peace about playing. And my wife was super supportive. So I just kept plugging, and trying to do it for him and not, cause my whole life I had just kind of lived like you work hard, things will work out. And that's, you know, that's a decent principle, but it's not always 100% the truth that hard work doesn't always equal material success. So working for God, that's more attainable. Like, God sees the hard work, God sees the discipline, God sees that, and there's eternal reward for that. But it's not, I don't know, it just took baseball off the throne, and I could find more joy in the monotony.
So how did you get to that point, I mean, where you told God, okay, it's all yours, this game of baseball, I give it all to you?
So we went, my wife and I, and well, my dad really pushed my wife and I, or she was my fiance at the time, to go to this conference. It's called the Increase Conference, and it's for baseball players. It's a Christian conference, and they have like speakers and breakout groups and small groups and stuff. And it was like, Francis Chan was there that year. David Platt was there, and their messages to me, I kept hearing, like the reality of the gospel, and this is real life. And like, they felt heavy, like there's heaven and hell. And like, if you believe God is real, like, why wouldn't you be like living for Him? And my wife, who actually says she was not even saved at the time, what she kept hearing was like, listening to the same exact message, was like the grace of God, how like you're forgiven, you're free. And so we got baptized together, which was cool. And then, so for me, it became like, wow, this is real. Like, God, I'm sorry, I've squandered these past however many years. And then I think He used the injury to totally take, because baseball had gone so smoothly for me to that point. He took that from me, or allowed that to be taken from me. And just no matter how hard I worked, no matter I did the programs right, I still couldn't get healthy. So it's like, oh wow, maybe I'm not all powerful.
Yeah, so it was almost like God's test. I said, Josh, you said you trust me. Now we're going to try that out, huh?
Exactly. Yeah. And I tell this, I've told this people before, I would not trade those 3 years in minor league rehab for 3 years in the big leagues just because of what God did for to me and for me in that time.
All right, Josh Adam, the Chicago Cubs. The reliever on sports and commentary. He and his fam are down in Arizona as he rehabs and tries maybe to make a comeback before the end of the season. We'll see. That's in God's hands. Jason, thanks for taking all this time this week to be on S&C. I appreciate it, and maybe we'll reconnect in the future. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too. Thanks for having me.